Tovus al Lovashir, Thursday night, Hey Tishrei.
Okay, we'll start quickly from the beginning again of Cheshbon, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, from number 17, page Reishman Zion, Reishman Vov, actually. Actually, but we learned that we're really up to Reishman. Okay, Reishman Ches. Page Reishman Ches, the fifth line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth line. V'lochein hizor b'ni, hizor ochi. He's talking about the mile of his bodedus, the mile of going off yourself. You're not caught up with people, you're not busy with people, talking about people, talking about every silly thing in the world. Don't let your Yetzer say, what do you mean? You have to be a regular person, and you have to talk to people, and you have to be sociable. The Yape Beinecha, he'll pretty up. Asache Beirus. He'll say how important it is to talk to people and to be sociable with them. To have shaykhus with tzaddikim and with good people is good. So kibis chavus liyodei Hashem v'torasu b'sorvus b'yechidei segula. Of the Ninyan Abdidus, the head of Milos Ayachidus. Like Monav Shach. Elohi Abdidus Hashlema Vayachidus Agmura. That's fine. Abdidus is great. The Yesh Behimotsus Amanche Hachesed, when you get together with good people that you learn good things from and you develop good habits and you develop good values. Milos Rabos Yaseiros al Milos Ayachidus. Yarek Peiruta. Certainly, it has Milos to be alone. He's not backing off from that. But if you're a Hevra, if you're a Chabura, is a Chabura of good people that teach you things and you grow from them, then certainly that trumps the Milo of Bedidus. And there's not something for the Yetzer Hara to say, oh, so you see, it's not so important, or. It's a very logical thing, you know. There's different situations. The Torah is trying to be mavalbal, you to think it's all one, but you have to. No, this is taka good. This is better, and this is not as good, and this is no good. V'omer hachacham hoylech es chachamim yechkom. V'omer hatozno choshma divrei chachamim. V'omer b'misha piger melischar belanchei chesed lo yev leitz hocheachlo. The leitz doesn't want to connect to, you know, chachamim or good people because they'll give them mussar. Vomru kadmonenu kibbutz l'rishoyim ra lohem v'ra l'olam. La tzadikim tov lohem v'tov l'olam. Pizur l'rishoyim spreading out, not getting together. Hano lohem v'hano l'olam. It's very good. When they get together, they're up to no good. They make trouble. It's better that they should fight with each other. We want you to have to connect to the Chachamim. Rabbi Mesabik Bafaragleim, Bahabe Shoisa Bitsamas Debrahim. Vomer Akosu Vosnidbu Yirei Hashem Ishua Yehuvi Akshem Hashem Vayishma. So it's good. So he's saying, he's not being totally absolute. He's saying, most of the time, it's better to be alone and not yap, yap, yap. And talk, and you'll be alone with your thoughts and with Hashem, and you're able to develop many of the midos tovos that we talked about, Avos Hashem. You can think about Yetzias Mitzrayim if you want. You can think about Hashem, how Hashem's been good to you your whole life. And you're alone, you know, you have to make a small talk conversation with people. Certainly, there is a type of Yedidus with people that are beneficial to the world, and he brings down a few examples of it now with the Gemara, that it's Tov La Tzadikim and Tov La Olam. Certainly people that you learn from and that you would gain by attaching yourself to them, so then you should be part of that group. You want to be part of a group, be part of that group.
Okay, so that's number 17. But number 17 in general, he talks about it from every angle, but number 17 in general is the quality of his bodhidus, the quality of being alone. But don't think you have to always... be with people, talk with people, sit with people, schmooze with people. Bofen Hashmona Asar, number 18. Cheshbon Odom in Nafsho, Beis his Go'usa, his Gadlusa, when you're feeling your oats, and you know, a person has the ability to really become very rich and have many varied pleasures from the world and enjoy the world and use it to control the world and to harness the world and to develop the world and to benefit from the world. But if so that leads to gaiva and it leads to taiva, and it's a very dangerous situation because a person could do a lot. A person is very powerful. Hashem made a person to be shalat on the bria. If you look around at the bria, a person is shalat on the bria, and he harnesses all the forces of the bria. So he could then think, it's very easy to fall into that trap. So you think about, you see these videos, they show you how a person stands in relation to the whole Bria, like this little minuscule dot. Yeah, it keeps on going to the 10th power. And if you think about, when you get to the galaxies, or when it goes the other way, it goes into a leaf, and it goes into the DNA, and ultimately end up in the DNA thing. Hu baricho satzmo biyachas l'chal habriyo, hel yonu batachtonim, so oz yiboro lo kotno, oz yiruso, min bein gruei habori yisaleh. From a certain perspective, we're a very puny Bria. We wouldn't want to go touring on the sun, right? And then you say, wow, the Meshekibet Abori Yisala Sa'odam Bahashlita also Almini Balechayim Batzomeach Vadomim. A person really controls the universe. A person is very puny. A person is the weakest among the weakest of the whole Bria, and yet Hashem, you see, made this nace, and he allowed a person to harness and control the Bria in so many different ways. He uses plants for his benefit, he uses animals for his benefit. In our days, we went into outer space, into the world, harnessed the koch of Adam, to just figure out that it's there is amazing. And then to harness its immense power, to chap, that there's immense power there, and to harness it and to use it. So that's amazing. He says, Omron, that's all Nichlal in this pasuk in Tehillim. Tamshileu b'masa yodecha kol shata tachas raglav. That amazing fact is summarized in this pasuk. And then he taught us the Torah, which is alakus, which is spirituality itself. Uvamesha hodio gidrei toroso. Uvamesha horoa kol masha yeshbo tovoso. A person could expand his knowledge and learn Torah. Rabbi Kiva learned in Torah until, Kemada could be said there's nothing else to learn. He had the whole Bria in front of him, all the secrets of the Bria, everything you can do, everything. And then Gidl Ma'alosu B'Meshir Hershol L'Shabeach L'Fur L'Boro. We're like the Malachim. We praise Hashem. Actually, in Perek Shira is built on the idea that everything is praising Hashem. That's an amazing thing. Baniyasa also based Mitsukosov, that the tefillah works, it triggers something. Vishtam Shubo Lishlichos Hashem El Bruav, that a person is like the go between, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. The Mesiru Sodos Gzeirosov Elov, what he's doing. Vigili Hamoitzim Al Yodov. And Masha Yarich Biurom and Atobos on Nichols on the Soros to explain the time everything that's going on in the Bria. Kashmir is a Ruchni, is a Choli, is a Proti, is a Tobolo, the Chesed Imo. His boning law, Eifa Ochi, so realize that you're puny and everything is a gift from Hashem. Don't be Nizgoy. It's astounding. His boning law, Eifa Ochi, Kamakalarkho, the Dalma Amotcha. And how powerful it is, Mashiki Betcha Boracha, Al Avdeinu Zokakloch, the Godel, the Kikuscha, the Ashkachos, the Banagosa. You need Hashem, He doesn't need you. Kusno ala Keser Hanaila Hazeh, you were crowned with this crown, Asher Hadir Chavo, Hamaila Harama, Asher Romimecha, Eleo Boilam Hazeh, Agmul Otsum, Chol Cholodom Abba. It's amazing that we are Zochet to have these things. Basically, in the Tosfos, it's over flat. So you have to work a little for it. If the Kabbalah Lecha Mishmato, all you have to do is listen to him, and it's all for your benefit. The Todolo Talalenu. Vali V'Yacha, don't fall into the trap. Vali V'Yacha, Mashikibetcha Hashem, Yisrom V'Yisad V'Meh, Shetiyarti Lach, the way I just described, Mechasodim V'Tovosov, V'Deischichus Hadas. That's the. That is Avodah's favorite word for Gaiva. He calls Chichus Hadas. Matzotcha, his Roman was Benatzcha, Bahatous, making that mistake, Bechasi Hashem Alecha, that you feel entitled, and you feel that you're taking in control, the Tachsho, he's a Magia Lecha, Vishato Zakoilo, Veroi, Lechayotzebo. It's ridiculous. El Hatel Al Nafshecha, Hakniyo, Vahanova, Vashiflus, Shataroila, and Tishbo Tzedek, if you take an honest look at yourself and your kochos and your frailties, the frailty of man is also second to none. Man is it's an amazing, amazing nace. That man is at the same time the master of the universe and controls and makes discoveries and shapes and forms and is able to do things, build he could change the face of the earth, he could change nature, and on the other hand he's, you know, puny and sickly and he has such childish emotions that make him tick. That's what he's pointing out. Think about that and realize it's all from Hashem, and you should have Kniya in Bruei Erbu Elahat Al Nafshecha Kniya Bohanova Vashiflus that the royal law and Tishpo Tzedek, if you judge correctly, Kfi Shechayev Ever Acholos and Ever, that's weak, Bahanikle, Adal, Kashenise, Rabos, Maaloso, the master elevates the Ever. Some also Benanche Spuloso, and he makes him part of his council of economic advisors. Vishazdo Imo, Meashpolos Nafsho, Bahashova, with the Erika Be'enov, with Nashius Chasidimo Rabo. You should think what he felt like as a slave before his Rebbe did this to him. So now he's going to become a Balgaiva, Balyasgoel, a Fana, Balyakbia, Apo Betouso, Bemeshe Gielo, Benoz, Beyacholes, Belo Yoaz, Lavake, Sheifoso, Mimenu, Mitoch Gaguim Olov. He won't demand anything. Eliyim Serenyonov Lachasodov, who always appealed to the masters. Okay, I think Rabbi Safra is going to cheer tonight, so I'm going to go.